didn't start the way we wanted it to, but along the way, it got a lot better. And a lot of the young men that had a chance to play under these circumstances with some people injured came through and did well. Stevie Brown being a good example, gave up a big play, came back and picked up a fumble and put us in good field position. And, we're starving for that kind of stuff. We're looking for the turnovers all the time to feed off of that. They end up getting two. They got one on the first play of the game, which was a downer, obviously, for us. But, we battled back. We obviously have some things that we've got to shore up, for example, defensively, without a doubt. But, right now we're going to celebrate the win, and that was not an easy win. We knew coming in that this would be a tough football game, and I told you that when I first met with you. And what really was impressive was the running game, and thank goodness we got that going. So that was a big part of this today. Bradshaw had a big day, but he walked into the locker room, gave credit to the offensive line, which did a really outstanding job. David Wilson got a chance to help us out. Cruz had a big game. Eli had a big game in terms of touchdown passes. We did a better job. I don't know what the exact number is, but I think we did a better job in the green zone today than we have been doing. Right. We said that this would be Reuben's opportunity, that we needed him, that we counted on him today. And I mentioned that, and I thought he did play well. He made some key plays there when we were trying to get ourselves going with some momentum, and he came through under those circumstances. I'll have to see the rest of the game to see what that was all about, whether he continued in that fashion or not. But, again, he's one of those guys that had to play well for us to win, and he did play well and got us going. Excuse me? Well, we don't plan on it. We talk about starting well, starting fast. I mean, that's what the idea was. But we did talk about finishing, too. And so we did finish, yeah.
When your running game gets off the way it does today, does it change the way you want to call it yet? Rush over 200?
No. No, I think the balance factor, I don't know how many rushes we had versus how many throws, but I think it was close because it sounded like the rushing and passing yardage was very, very, very close. No. That was, I think when you look at the tape, it's a little bit more freakish than you think. I think there was some up front, some blocking going on, and I saw his arm leave his side rather violently. I don't know how that happened, but I'll look forward to seeing that. He felt bad about that, but it didn't change his demeanor about how he went about his business. So, and he's been very, very cognizant. Following the one season when he did turn the ball over of ball security, and he's done a pretty good job.
I don't know if anybody told you or yourself, but he actually hit Snead on the play. So.
There you go. You know more than I do. No, I heard that on the sideline. It sure did, yeah. And he came back, and it was almost one for one there for him, and I was very happy about that. But, yeah, it did give us great field position, took one away from them, or at least three. Chase's play at the end of the game was a big play, an interception right there. Well, I'm hoping, it got to be a point where they needed to throw the ball more than they could run it, obviously with the score. They did have success, and that's a very good running back, and it's very difficult. He's a low target tackle guy, and if you don't rap on him, he obviously made some plays after the first hit. So definitely we have to shore that up. But that's a good runner. He's way up there. I can't give you, I don't know what you're comparing it to, but he's as physically tough and as competitive as anybody I've ever been around. I wish I had the answer for you. I mean, I know everybody wants to get rid of the ball quickly. There's a lot of three-step in there. There's no doubt about that. But there's also chances, and we're just not taking advantage of them. So we just keep working. That's all. I before I see the tape, I can't really tell you what this team did. I can tell you what other teams have done in terms of chipping and three-step drops and keeping extra people around. This this team did keep the back around, and he was active in there. So. Well, we'll get to that shortly. Let's enjoy this one for now. San Francisco is a very good team, and we'll have to be at our best. We'd like to get some folks back on the field. That might help. They wouldn't let me. It was we thought the spot was bad, and so to create more attention to it, I threw the flag. And I was afraid they weren't going to come over if I didn't. You know, I was trying to raise holy heck there, but I couldn't challenge. Here we go, little by little, little by little. Yeah, he's a nice change. You know, he broke some arms and he was gone before you could blink an eye. So, but on the other hand, our kickoff return went back into the not so good stage, and our kickoff coverage wasn't very good either against a very good proven product, without a doubt. Another big, strong guy that's very difficult to tackle. Well, we're always trying to get as many as we can. We thought it was a relatively safe circumstance we were in. You know, we got the ball over midfield with a run. We took our last time out. We threw a design play, and we got the penalty, and the penalty put us in field goal position with 4 seconds left. So it's all part of, you know, trying not to be so aggressive that you put yourself in harm's way or penalize yourself or turn the ball over, but when that circumstance is there and you're around midfield, you're playing for points. Yeah, he made a nice play on the onside. I mean, that was kind of a goofy looking. I don't know if that could be duplicated, that kind of kick. But he made a nice play on that. He was right on the spot. But he's a worker and a hustler, and he played a lot. He had to play a lot today too, as he's played the last couple of weeks with a nickel assignment. No, there wasn't any. There wasn't any, but there was concern on my part anyway.
Coach, you talked about that long pass. Was that the safety not getting over?
Yeah. It was a duplicate. It was a duplicate of what someone else had done. Same kind of deal. He did an outstanding job with that and fought his way back in there and did a nice job, you know, coming right through the third quarter. There were times when we wanted more. We get into those lulls and don't make a first down or something and feel like we don't want the ball to go back over to the other guy. But he obviously played very well. And the interception at the end, I'd have to look at that. I don't know what the devil happened there. I guess it bounced off Victor's pad or something. It did? Knowing he's standing behind him, yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. OC's son is in the hospital, and we'll have to wait to hear. I understand it was an asthma attack, but that's all I know.